One. What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy Duro, and joining me this week is your boy, Michael Clare. How you doing, Mike?
Pleasure to be here, as always.
On this late Easter.
I only do it for the money.
He is risen, and by it, let's just say.
No.
I mean.
No, stop.
My peanuts.
Don't open the show with that. I might actually have to get you to stop and read the show with that one. That's so sacrilegious, bro. You would actually hurt Mama Claire's feelings.
Mama Claire don't watch no more.
Yeah, she does.
No, she don't, bro.
Yeah, she does.
Is it? He's come back to the dead today? Is that what it is?
Yeah, bro. That's crazy. That's foul.
I didn't know. I couldn't remember if it was he came back from the dead today or like.
Yeah, Friday tomorrow. He died.
So why do they call it?
He rose again.
Why do they call it Good Friday if he gets murdered?
You know, that's a good question.
Like, you
the
know,
the street's been asking. Why is it called Good Friday?
Yeah, I need to know. Like, can we get a...
Oh, it's because good originally meant holy in Old English.
Oh.
So it was Holy Friday.
Holy Friday.
God's Friday.
Because they... Never mind.
Stop, bro.
Actually, no. I was going to make an insensitive joke, but I better not.
Oh, you were going to make one?
Yeah.
You haven't already is what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
My point exactly. That was exactly my point.
Just you know? Continue. F mod.
The fuck is. I'm trying to figure out
what's happening in the background, bro.
Oh, no, he's playing the Bluey game.
The Bluey game?
Yeah, he's playing the Bluey game. He's getting locked
Shout
in.
Shout outs, bro.
Yeah, that's co op. You could play with Alani.
That's a good way to spend Easter.
Yeah, I know. Playing the Bluey game for Easter?
Hell yeah, bro.
Sorry, he needed that. Yeah, so should I have.
Dang.
I've completely lost. What's going on,
dude? I don't know.
Oh, that's the show. We're in the show.
Well, I'm just here to watch Noah play Bluey.
Yeah, me and game. I feel like me and it felt like pre-show vibes, like still for a little.
Well,
bit.
Well, yeah, it was.
Just a little. Anyway, today we're gonna talk about Marvel Rivals, which is dope.
Sure.
We're gonna talk about Borderlands 4 and Gearbox getting sold, and then we're going to talk about. We're gonna try this Name 100 Women challenge. Is Tim and Mike misogynistic challenge?
Absolutely not.
And then we're gonna go from there. But let's start it off with Marvel Rivals.
Video game stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna start with Marvel Rivals. So Marvel Rivals just got announced. This is the Overwatch style Marvel game. Overwatch and Smite style. I would akin it more to Overwatch, but just in third person.
I think the art style is more like Valorant than it is either of those two.
Yeah, but like Overwatch, it looks like Overwatch hella. I mean,
yeah, gameplay looks like Overwatch.
I mean, like, looks like Valo. Yeah, you can look at this stuff down here and just see like where that stuff is.
Yeah, but, no, that looks exactly like Overwatch on the bottom.
Yeah. And like when he kills somebody, it has that like same like skull symbol.
So Hulk just threw Iron Man like a little Hulk booster.
A boost, yeah.
And it made his stuff green. So there's like team up abilities. You can power each other up. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yo, I'm going to be honest with you, fam.
What's up, bro?
This shit looks so good.
I'm very excited to play
this. I'm, like, so stoked. Like, all the characters look dope and have cool abilities, like Loki taking the Black Panther's abilities here and being able to use his ultimate. I'm interested in, of course, I love Marvel characters, of course, but also, no, it's undoubtable that the Overwatch gameplay is just fun.
Yeah.
And this looks like it's going to have a lot of that, so I'm in for that. With Marvel characters that we know and love, if the game plays well, like, I'm in. Even if the monetization is shit, because it's made by NetEase, who we know...
Well, the monetization can't be worse than
Overwatch 2. So even if it's shit, like, I'm still going to have a good time here. But, like, the roster, also the possibility for the future roster is, like, really nice.
Yeah, it's just so good.
Like... Really cool. I don't care about like the story stuff. I don't really care about that. But I'm just
I
here
mean,
for
if it's
like
gas. I'm down for it.
Here for all of this shit. Like, it looks so good. I cannot get any more hype for that game. And
I got no notes.
Yeah. What was I gonna say?
Eight.
So 6v6, free to play. Out the gate, a good amount of characters. Loki, Rocket, Groot, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Magic, Luna Snow, Iron Man, Hulk, Storm, Punisher, Magneto, Penny Parker.
They have a Star-Lord variety.
Yeah,
they touch, there's some stuff they still haven't touched. Like, there's none of the Fantastic Four reps are in there.
Yeah.
But I mean, Marvel is such a huge IP that you'll like never run out of characters.
Oh, 1,000%. But
you
I think
an 80 character roster, and that's too much. And there's at least 80 good
Marvel characters. I think it looks really good. I cannot wait for this shit. I cannot wait for this shit. I think it's gonna be so good and so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Like. Dude, it's gonna be really good. And then, the other thing
is it console PC only?
It looks like an alpha of PC only, but they didn't rule out consoles. They didn't like say not console or anything. But the alpha test in May is at least PC only. I need to sign up for that. But like the key difference, like you have in your same classic like Overwatch stuff, like your Qs, your E's, your ultimates, blah blah blah, blah. But then the team up attacks is what it seems like to be doing a little bit differently, where each character has these different type of team up attacks. Where like Hulk used like a gamma burst to boost Iron Man, Rocket being able to jump on people's shoulders, Luna Snow helping Namor do some cool stuff. So those team up attacks, and then the destruction, like it looked like. There was like a pretty high level of destruction. Iron Man destroying the giant statue with his ability that we saw. Mm-hmm. Groot destroying that wall against the capture point with Rocket that we saw. This has some mad potential to be like some serious gas.
There's a lot going on in that trailer, and I think it's only stuff to be excited about.
Yeah, no, I'm if actually,
you enjoy Overwatch and like,
I'm
I
really
think it's
stoked.
Gonna be easy.
I'm really stoked. Everybody's actually, yeah, I can't wait
I'm
for
big
this.
Soy.
Yeah, so am I. In other news this week, not very much. Just Gearbox got sold.
Take-Two
Entertainment bought Gearbox from
Embracer.
Embracer Group, yeah. Those are the THQ Nordic guys. They divested them, and then in the same day they announced Borderlands 4 was getting developed. So nothing really crazy there. I mean, Gearbox worked closely with Take-Two in the past. I don't really foresee this changing anything with like. I don't foresee this being anything.
No, quality should probably be the same.
Yeah, I think this is a lateral movement that's not really going to have any say over what the fuck goes on with the next Gearbox game. So, that happened. And that's it for the news this week.
Is that really everything?
Mm-hmm. At least in games. I wasn't too tuned into movies, but I don't remember any movie news that we missed this week. So,
I don't think there was too much. Did you watch? I mean, we can kind of just get straight into the what you've been playing and what you've been watching.
Yeah,
we can save the other stuff for the end.
That's what I was gonna do.
Did you watch the Miles Morales short?
I did not. No,
I forgot to.
Yes, so did I.
This very moment.
Yeah.
I
need to watch that.
Yeah, I want to watch that as well. What were some surprising things in film? That Winnie the Pooh movie has an outrageously high audience score.
Yeah.
I need to see if that was a bit. Let me see if it's still high. What's it called? Blood and Honey or something?
Yeah, Blood and Honey 2. Blood. Something?
Let me see.
Something earlier?
That's IMDb. That's the wrong one. I don't want that.
Something like that.
I don't want Rotten Tomatoes.
Blood and Honey? Blood and Truth?
It's still at an 80. It has to be a meme.
Could be.
It has to be a meme.
But it came out hot off the gate because it was critics. So, like.
I don't believe it.
The critics can't be memeing.
You going to watch Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey too?
No.
Missing out. All right, what else? I think that might be it for all I saw on film.
Pretty much, yeah. For news, yeah. For news.
Here, I'll pull up Discussing Film Twitter real quick. Oh, what's his name?
Cameron, can't remember his last name, died,
I don't know his last name.
From
I can't pull up Twitter without logging in, and I'm not logged in on my computer, so.
Like it, Not Cameron Boyce, bro. Please.
Are you sure it's Cameron?
I thought it was. Is it Chance? Yeah.
Chance. There you go.
Chance Perdomo. Died at 27. Know him from Sabrina, or if you've kept up with the boys, Gen V as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic. Passed in a television. What the fuck? A motorcycle accident. Completely preventable. Just him.
Yeah, no. It's sad, bro. That's somebody our age almost.
Yeah, he's 27.
Dude was probably about to just start kicking off his career and
His career was
life so quick like that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gen V is going on indefinite pause. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have to reconsider how they're gonna.
Yeah, he's a major character.
Move forward without him. So I don't even know.
Fucking
if we'll get more
Gen. Sucks, dude.
It does. It does.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's an overall bummer.
Sorry for the sad news.
Yeah. To keep it pushing. Stuff we've been watching. Stuff we've been playing this week. So.
Yeah.
I've watched a good amount. I watched 3 episodes of All Quiet on Set. I haven't watched the 4th episode. Okay. This shit is bonkers.
You watched the Drake Bell episode.
Yeah.
Which is the.
It's disgusting and made me feel not clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was brutal.
Like, no, it's insane. Like some. He's not the only one to have something like that happen to him.
Yeah, but genuinely, like, so beyond fucked up. I can't even.
It's so messed up. It reframes everything, like.
Yeah.
Like seeing clips of Drake and Josh or, Quentin Reviews, my guy who does all the Nickelodeon stuff. He dropped a video on Dan Schneider, which is a great video.
Want to talk about Dan Schneider?
We can.
Oh, that was the name of the video.
Oh yeah, yeah. He dropped another video that was like, the Timmy Turner or the Fairly Odd Parents live action movies, which starred Drake Bell, and it's just like, I can't help but recontextualize like some of that stuff with that knowledge and just
with like the new stuff.
You can't really enjoy that stuff. Like I don't think I could go watch Drake and Josh without
some like
sense
gross,
of like guilt.
Yeah.
That stuff was happening to him.
It feels like shit completely. Like ugh. So I watched All Quiet on Set. Great, great stuff. If you're into documentaries, excellent.
Yeah, we'll get a new episode, in like a week and a half or something.
Yep. Watch the penultimate episode of Invincible.
That was the penultimate?
Yeah, the next week's the finale.
I hate this show, bro.
Yeah, there's only one episode left. You didn't know that?
Let me take that back. I love this show. I hate that I've received that information that there's only one more episode
left. You didn't realize it was the finale next week?
I don't be counting episodes, bro.
Damn, fam. Get with the program. I'm sorry, brother.
Dude, somebody brought up a great point.
Go ahead.
They said somebody, because the show came out in 2021.
Yeah.
Somebody said that there's a high schooler out there that from his freshman year to senior year has only seen Invincible get clapped and never get to beat somebody else's ass.
That's true.
Like, my dude, bro needs to get in the hyperbolic time chamber and level up and like beat something besides a squid. Like,
yeah, no.
Oh, but that was a good episode.
It was very good.
Like, all the stuff with him and Amber, and then
the Allen stuff was nice.
The Allen stuff is dope. It's
the Donald stuff.
Yeah, the Donald stuff is awesome. It's nice to see like somebody stronger than a Viltrumite.
Yeah,
be like on the good side.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
Oops. Not taking L's.
Yeah, no. Like watching Alan not get decimated by a Viltrumite was like, oh my god, we're finally here.
Yeah,
we've
nice.
Made it. And then you got that one guy, the dimension traveling guy.
Yeah, that guy who's been gone all season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Invincible likes to do that.
And the Mars shit.
Mm-hmm.
Still not resolved.
Where you have six plot lines going at once.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. It was really good, though. I enjoyed that a lot. And then I watched 2 Oscar nominees. I watched Anatomy of a Fall, French courtroom drama, which is also a lot of English and French. It's like a mixture. It won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. It was fucking incredible. It was really good. The premise is this lady is an author, and she lives up in the mountains with her son and her husband. Her son is almost fully blind, and he's there, and her husband is there. This student of hers comes out to interview her and then leaves, and then her husband falls or is pushed or is whatever off the balcony and dies. And so people are trying to figure out, did she murder her husband? And the only witness is a blind boy. So, like, it gets really fucking interesting and really good. It was spectacular. And then the lady who's in Anatomy of a Fall was also in this German film that I watched that won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film called The Zone of Interest. She's in both of the films. Mm-hmm. That one's all in German. That movie was really fucking good. I know it won an Oscar, so it makes perfect sense. But the premise of that one is it follows a family who has a really nice house and is this woman making a garden against, like, their next door to Auschwitz in World War II.
And isn't, like, that just the boy with the striped pajamas?
No, because that's, like, different. He's, like, they're, like, up the road, and this is different. Because this is not doing the same type of thing in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. It's trying to show you their lives and what they do. Like, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is about the boy and his interaction with the Jewish kid. But this one, you never see any Jews at all. And you it's just their life juxtaposed against, like, the gunshots and the screams and the smoke from Auschwitz right there, always in the backdrop of all of these scenes. And it like hits hard because you're like sitting there watching this family have a family dinner, swim in a pool, but then also in the background is plumes of smoke that you know is people.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like really fucked up. And the ending was incredibly impactful. It's an incredibly boring film where virtually nothing happens, but the ending like hit me like a truck.
I'm trying to figure out what could possibly be like the takeaway, what made you feel that way?
Yeah, I'm gonna spoil. When, like, I'm just gonna spoil it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna spoil it.
Skip 40 seconds to a minute.
Yeah. So the ending is the husband, he's in the SS and he goes to a meeting and they have this circle meeting with all these other SS members and they talk about how they have secured with Hungary how Hungary is going to deport 700,000 Jews so they can all be exterminated in Auschwitz. He has that meeting. He leaves that meeting and he goes down these stairs to get out of the building. And he starts dry heaving because he's like the SS guy who led Auschwitz, right? And he's dry heaving. He's like, and he's trying to puke. He gets to the bottom, or not the bottom, but he goes down a couple flights of stairs and then looks.
That's the guy you're following the whole time?
Pretty much, yes. He's the bad guy. He's not a good dude. Okay. He looks down a hallway and you can see he has this moment of like, reflection of like, is what I'm doing bad? I don't know. And you can't really tell. But what it does is it cuts to modern day. It just cuts. Like, the whole film is old school as fuck. And then it cuts where, like, the cameras are different and everything's different to the people who work at the Auschwitz Museum are opening it up and, like, laying out the lines and cleaning out the windows and vacuuming the floors. And it's just the actual Auschwitz Museum. And you see, like, the shoes and the shirts and the clothing and all the different things. And it's, and you just, like, sit there and the music cuts out. And it's just all the noises you hear is just regular-ass employees, like, cleaning the gas chambers and shit. And then it cuts back to him and he walks down the last flight of stairs. And it was just so impactful of, like, it, like, sucked you out of it while also keeping you in it of, like, oh, this is like, this shit was real. This is not a story. You're sitting, we're telling you this story, but this is not a story. This shit was real. This shit went down. I'm like, you're like, oh man, this is an interesting story about this guy who lived. Like, no, this fucking happened. These people fucking died right here. And it cuts to modern day and just shows you the Auschwitz Museum in modern day getting opened as people like vacuum and start cleaning. And it's just like, fuck, okay. And then you're kind of just like pondering of like what you just viewed of like this interesting juxtaposition of this family trying to live a regular ass life next door to Auschwitz. And it's just regular stuff. Pretty much the whole movie is like them having a family dinner and them inviting some people over and the wife planting some flowers. And you're like, how the fuck are you doing this when like legitimately the worst thing known to man is happening just on the other side of your wall?
This movie.
No, yeah, I don't think you would either.
Cause it seems like, I'm going to feel bad for an hour and a half.
Yes. 100%.
And then they'll do a cool thing in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like pulls you out and throws you back in, but I don't think I'd leave with any good feeling.
No, it was all negative. I mean, I went to a birthday party afterwards and was like, I should not have watched that before this fucking birthday party. But I do understand why it won the Oscar. It's an excellent film. Shot composition is insane. The music is really good. It's just a well made, like, it's an Oscar film. You know how Oscar films are.
Yeah.
It's just one of those. And then that's all that I watched this week. Did you watch anything different?
I watched Three Body Problem.
How many eps are you in?
We are 5 episodes in.
So you got 3 left?
Okay. Kylie wants me to say that it was her idea to watch it.
Okay.
No, not. And it was.
Sure.
What happened was we pulled up Netflix. And I'm like, okay, Netflix does the thing where if you don't own Netflix, you can't password share anymore, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, Netflix ain't going to work. It works. Okay. I don't know why. I it's a marketing ploy, and I'll tell you what I think happened.
Okay, go ahead.
After this. Sure. But Kylie's like browsing and she sees Three Body Problem.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, hey, well, since it works, we should watch that in my head. And she's like, what do you think about this? This looks okay. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard of it. Let's watch it.
Yeah.
And now we're 5 episodes in, and then I told her the truth.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is Tim's favorite book. We were going to watch this.
Yeah.
Like, before you picked it, I was already thinking about it, so. But she still claims all.
She claims all credit. That's respect.
No, okay, let me explain this Netflix marketing thing real quick.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Before I talk about the show.
Sure.
Netflix, at the end of us watching episode 5, which, let me say, is the biggest, like, what are we doing next?
Yeah. It's boom.
I think.
Yeah.
Because, we'll get into that. And then it hits us with the, this isn't where you live. This isn't where you live on your account.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to fix that? Would you like to buy Netflix? And then we got kicked off Netflix. And I was like, right when I was like, oh, dude, that was like a really, really good episode.
Yeah, it is. That's Judgment Day. Yeah.
They got me. Yeah. Dude, show is fantastic.
You like it? Amazing. Okay. I was curious. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's really good.
I love
it's good, ain't it?
I want to talk spoilers.
Go for it.
So, I love the science and the idea of how the aliens are going to beat the humans is by, like, you're not allowed to progress in science.
Yeah,
we won't let you.
Yeah. The threat to the aliens is it'll take them 400 years to get there, and so humanity, it accelerates too fast, and so we have to stop them from progressing.
Yeah, so I think that's a very interesting problem.
Fucking good.
And that's
good.
Where episode 5 ends, is like,
yeah.
Here's our proton. Here's our sophon.
The sophons. Yeah, the sophons.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
You're bugs.
What are you going to do?
We're going to win. And I'm just like, dude, what? How? How do we even begin to win? Because you can't progress.
Dude,
your particle accelerators don't work. Like, that's such a good premise.
I'm praying to God they get renewed.
I hope so, too. Because it is such a, like, interesting.
Yes, it is. Like, it's why it's my favorite. How do you perform
science without the ability to progress science?
Exactly, bro. It's why it's gas.
It's so good. I love the characters. Wade is my favorite character, the Onion Knight.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. I have nothing but good things to say about this show. Now,
is that
that's the main, like, I don't know what government body he works for.
Yeah.
But he's the dude in charge of the investigator guy.
I'm trying to think of what you've seen so far. All the characters.
The sky just turned into a reflection of itself.
Yeah, all the characters have learned about the game, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
So you got the scene where he's like, I'm definitely not killing myself. My life's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Yeah, that's great. I love that character.
Yeah, he's great.
Jack Rooney.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
Tell me.
Go ahead.
Have I hit where the first book ends?
Almost.
Okay. Because I could say, the way that episode ended with, like, your bugs.
You are bugs, yeah.
Here's what the sophons do.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken over your sky. You can't see the sun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I figured, I was like, okay, that would have been a great place to end season one.
Yeah.
So I imagine that might have been where the first book ended. Or, like, was the big finale, final moment of the book. Because I just wouldn't know where to go from here. Mm-hmm. Like, the rest of the episodes have ended, and I've been like, okay, well, clearly we're going to go down this line next.
Yeah.
I got no clue now.
It's so good, bro. I trust the way they fight back against the aliens in book 2 is fucking incredible. It's some of the most gas writing I've ever experienced. And they don't fully get into it in the show. The show does end in a good spot, but it is a cliffhanger. But like the next couple episodes, if they get renewed, like the first couple episodes of season 2 has potential to be some of the best sci-fi television of all time. The story is insane. I just really hope they fucking get renewed. But
They're like number one on Netflix.
They made it to, they're in the number one slot now?
Or maybe they were number, I feel like they were number one yesterday or something like that. But yeah, they're, people at work are talking about it.
Let's see.
So.
I'm looking, see if there's any. Trying to see here.
Will there be a season 2? I assume they'll announce it in like a week or something.
Yeah, they still haven't announced it.
Because it's high up on the, it's like top 2 right now.
Yeah, and they're just, people are worried because it didn't debut at number 1. It debuted at number 2 to a show, and the number 1 slot was a show that was 3 weeks old. And there's been other shows that have debuted lower that have got season 2s, but Three Body Problem is Netflix's most expensive show.
Yeah.
They cost them $20 million an episode to make.
Yeah, so it is the DB Brothers for you, right?
So, like, if it Like, it has to perform. The problem is I really feel like they haven't been fucking marketing it like they should be.
No, I feel like there's been, like,
virtually no marketing at all. I haven't seen
any. I don't know where you market stuff.
Ads or commercials. Yeah, but I haven't seen any of it. I feel like I would see it, and it's not there. But
this feels like, how do I explain this? It feels like TV. Like, this isn't a diss. It feels like TV from, like, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like something, like, modern day, honestly. But I like it a lot.
Yeah, like,
I'm very excited. And that dude, the Judgment Day scene.
It's good with the ship.
That was tough, bro.
Yeah, it's gasoline.
Yeah, the ship.
It's brutal. But also, like, no way. Yeah. So yeah, they talk about it here in this article I was reading, because the creators have said they've worked on the outline and are working on season two for the writing and the screenplay, and they're trying to get. They're like, Netflix needs to renew it. They haven't told us anything, but we're working on it like we're gonna get it. And ideally, we want to do 4 seasons. And we believe if Netflix renews us for season two, that there'll be a moment in season two that's so gas that everyone will talk about it, that it'll lock in seasons 3 and 4. And I know exactly what the fuck they're talking about, and they are spitting. They are not wrong. It's fucking insane. And they're comparing it to the Red Wedding. They're like, it's the Red Wedding moment of Three Body Problem. And yes, they are correct. They are 100% correct. It's gas. I can't. I want them to get renewed so bad, because I just want everyone to experience this story, because, you know, people just don't be reading books and shit like they used to, you know? Even me, and it's genuinely the best sci-fi story ever, and I just want more people. And it's in a medium where more people can experience it
on a show. I'm not gonna take the time to go read that book, but I will watch the show.
And the show's good. I can't wait for you to finish it. Go some good places. Still got some good episodes left. Yeah, but yeah, Wade's dope. He's one of my favorites. I like all the characters. Augie, I like all of them.
Yeah, I like, because they are all very What's the word I'm looking for? Not problematic.
Yeah.
Baggage?
Mm-hmm.
They all have a lot of baggage.
Have they solved the game yet?
So, yes. I think so.
Okay. Like, Jen went into the game with Homeboy, and they were in there at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they solved the
game. Yeah, that happened.
Did tell you.
Because you have to go into the game one last time to get, like, the debrief from the aliens. This is what's happening.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, they solve the game, and that's where you're like, oh, so this is the reason why they're headed. This is why their shit sucks.
Yeah.
Even the beginning's good. The stuff with the Chinese stuff and her, like, straight condemning the human race. Yeah,
like the first 3 episodes are just like, oh.
Yeah.
That's what that this oh.
Yeah, and it's
that's
like
a plot twist. Oh, that's a plot twist.
Uh-huh. You're lucky I'm a pacifist. Don't send another message. We will come. Jesus just sends another one.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
The fucking shit is good. That's the character that sends her that message. You're lucky I'm a pacifist. Don't send another message. That character that receives that message, that's a major plot line in the first book that they're not including in this. It's the only thing really missing. And honestly, I'm not mad about it. I think it would be incredibly hard to do. I don't think it would really work well for television. But it is a plot line that's missing. Is the alien character that receives her initial message.
Yeah.
Really good. Good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
What you been playing?
So, Final Fantasy 14, still playing that. The MMO, I've been enjoying it. It's actually an MMO that I enjoy. Crazy. I've been playing that on and off. I like it a lot, actually. It's actually really good. I joined, like, a guild. I met some people. We've been hanging out, chatting. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like old internet stuff. I like it a lot. And then I've been playing that Dragon's Dogma 2, baby, which is actually really good. I like it a lot. It has the Minecraft effect of, like, you're like, I'm going to go do this quest. And then, like, distraction. You know, like, just the classic shit that happens. You go to, I'm going to get some birch wood for this. And then you're, like, 3 hours deep into a cave. Yeah, like, it's really insane. I like it a lot. It's what I wanted Outward to be back in the day, the game. I liked that game a decent amount. But, like, I just wanted to be more of that. And it's nice. It's exploration, but it's difficult. It's unforgiving, and it's, like, kind of survival-ish.
Yeah.
Like, your health permanently decreases if you keep getting the shit kicked out of you, where you're like, you need to rest at camp, or you can heal with food, and, like, it's nice. You can't, like, just go fucking exploring and killing all these people and doing all this quests. Like, you have to be methodical and careful.
Yeah.
Like, if there's, like,
management.
There's, like, 7 goblins running up on you, like, you might get murked. Like, you have to be really careful. It's not, you can't just kill them all like you're a god. Yeah. Like, you can't really be a god here. So I like it a lot. And that's it. That's all I've been playing.
Cool. Ba-da-ba. I ain't played nothing.
The Final Fantasy 14 story actually is really good, too. Which is what surprised me.
I mean, it's Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
They're not known for having bad stories.
You're right. Anyway,
that's all right, it. What are we doing first?
Let's get into this challenge, bro. Me and Mike are going to do the Name 100 Women Challenge. Right? All right, Mike, you're going to keep a timer on your end, okay?
Okay, let me... Well, okay. Well, I want stopwatch, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You also have a cell phone.
That, I can't put my phone near the mic.
Oh, true. That's weird buzz. Yeah, I forgot. All
right.
So we're going to do the Name 100 Women Speedrun Challenge. Now, either we'll reveal ourselves as godlike allies, or we'll be revealed to be full-on misogynists. So this is a risk we're taking.
I feel like we need to create a goal for ourselves.
100, baby.
Well, we're going to name 100. It's just how fast.
So 10 in a minute. No, I think we can do it in 12 minutes.
You're crazy.
We can do it in 12 minutes.
You think 12?
Yeah.
I say we set the goal as 15 to be safe.
Sure, sure. Can we name 100 women in 15 minutes?
Okay.
Remember the rules, what was, the rules are. The rules online. Were like.
Pull up the specific rules. Pull up Cutie Cinderella's tweet because it was her thing. She built this. Are you on Gumbo Twitter?
Yeah.
That's funny. You might have to scroll a bit to find. Oh, here you go. There it is, right there.
Cannot use chat. They can be dead. They can be streamers. They can be any version of their name. Spelling does not matter. No family, friends, ex-girlfriend, neighbors, any of that makes sense.
It's got to be Googleable public figures.
No fictional characters.
Yep.
No repeats. No
Snow White.
Timer starts as soon as you type the first letter. Must be typed out and list labeled 1-100. You have to. I can't say Obama's wife. I have to say Michelle Obama.
Yeah, you have to have their actual name.
Yeah, okay. Understandable.
All right, dude. You ready to lock in?
Yeah, I'm locking in.
I feel like we need to...
You ready to start the timer?
Before we...
Okay.
Let's pregame a little.
Okay.
I feel like we need to go down sections.
Okay.
Where you're like political figures.
Sure.
Artists.
Sure.
And so once you lock into one...
Like stay in that lane.
Milk it for all we can and then switch to another lane. You're right?
All right. Yeah, okay.
You ready?
Ready? Yeah. I'm going to start it off. Get ready to start the timer. As soon as you say it, I'm starting the timer.
Oh, as soon as I say the first name?
Yeah, as soon as you say it, start the timer.
All right. Let's start strong.
Okay.
Michelle Obama.
Okay. Michelle O. All right, so we're doing that. What's Joe Biden's wife's name?
Hold on. Let's stop. Do you not have to type out the full name?
No. It just said, as long as your heart's in the right place, it said. So he's good.
All right.
Spelling didn't matter. Continue. Nothing.
Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's their name? Joe Biden? Jill Biden.
Is it Jill? I think it's Jill.
What's JFK's wife's name?
Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie Kennedy. Okay.
Was her name Nancy Reagan?
Yeah, you're correct.
Martha Washington.
Okay. You're cooking right now.
What was Lincoln's wife's name?
No idea. Okay, I think we're done with political.
No, Mary Todd. Mary Todd Lincoln.
Okay. I can't.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, duh. Yeah, duh.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Go ahead and give me AOC.
You
can just put AOC.
You're right, AOC.
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. What's the judge lady who was on the Supreme Court? Ruth Bader.
Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. What's the
Dolly Parton?
Yeah, you're right.
Miley Cyrus.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
Miley Cyrus.
Reba.
Doja Cat. Reba Mack.
Do you know any of the Dixie Chicks names?
No, I don't know any of their actual names. Same with like Lady
Lana
A.
Del Rey.
You're right, Lana Del.
Give me Taylor.
Taylor Swift for sure.
Mm-hmm. Give me Fergie.
Fergie.
Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado. Iggy
Give me Sexy Red.
You're right, Sexy Red. Give me SZA.
SZA. Give me Glorilla.
Glorilla?
Yeah, bro.
Flo Milli.
Bad Nikki, Baby.
Nicki Minaj. Bad Baby. Okay.
Meg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Meg Stow.
Give me Lizzo.
Lizzo for sure. That's a good one. Singers. Adele.
Okay, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Kelly Clarkson.
That's what I was going to go there. Kelly Clarkson.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Janet Jackson.
Let's go Shakira.
Shakira, that's a good one. Tina Turner.
Vocalist.
Cher.
Cher's a good one. What's the
Idina Menzel? Oh my! Give me Gwen Stefani. Give me Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Christina Perry.
What's the? Why can't I think of her name right now?
Who's the skater? She was a skater girl.
He's a skater boy. He says, "See you later, boy." Fuck. What's her name?
Wasn't it Adam Levine's sister?
Yes. Fuck. What's her name? Something Levine.
Move on.
You're right. Can't get locked up.
Give me Margot.
Margot Robbie.
Uh huh.
Give
me Emma Stone. Emma Watson.
Emma Stone. Emma Watson.
Emma Roberts.
Sure. Emma Roberts. Let's go ahead and get a
Florence Pugh.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Thank you. You seen the F. Like, I couldn't. Yeah. Florence Pugh, we're going to go with Amy Adams. We're going to go with Rachel McAdams.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Tina Fey.
Yeah. Amy Poehler.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Okay. It's getting difficult. We're starting to reach the end of the line.
No, we got this.
Interstellar.
Oh, that's not her, but Jennifer Aniston. Oh my God. Give me Jennifer Lopez.
And then Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep, J-Law.
Interstellar. What's her name, dude?
Give me Nicole Kidman. What's her name, bro? Anne Hathaway. Jesus.
Thank you. Anne Hathaway for sure. Ski.
Give me Tara Strong.
Tara Strong. Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay.
Okay. Fuck.
Meryl Streep.
You're right. Dakota Johnson?
Sure. Lindsay Lohan?
Paris Hilton?
Yep. Give me the Olsen sisters. Elizabeth Olsen.
Kim K. What's the other ones?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall,
right?
Jenner, and then...
Kylie Jenner?
Kylie Jenner. Kim K. Kim Kardashian. Chloe K.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me the Olsons. Elizabeth Olsen.
Liz Olsen.
Mary Kate. And then Ashley.
Ashley Olsen. Okay. Not bad. We're looking at Black Widow.
Scarjo.
Scarlett Johansson. Okay.
What's Pepper Potts?
No
Gwyneth
idea.
Paltrow?
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Give me Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Give me Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
Twilight Girl.
Dude, the names just disappear. You're trying to do it fast. She's from Twilight.
Jane Austen.
The fucking
Maya Angelou.
Huh? How I spell that?
Maya Angelou.
I'm just gonna do that. Maya Hawke.
There you go. I could let a few streamers rip.
Go ahead.
QT Cinderella.
Valkyrie. Yep, Valkyrie.
Pokey.
Yep, Pokey.
Foozly.
Foozly.
Fan-Fan.
Fan-Fan.
Sandwich. Sandwich.
San.
S-A-M. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Man.
Who are we? Okay, we've done historical figures, pretty much political figures.
Give me Serena, Serena Williams.
Serena Venus Williams. I'm gonna just do also Serena, and then
you mean Selena?
Yeah, you're right. And then Selena. And then you Gomez. Can do
Selena Gomez.
That's what I was gonna do next.
Venus Williams.
Venus Williams.
Britney Spears.
Oh, Amelia Earnhardt.
Oh, okay, I see what you're doing. Okay, Marie Curie.
Which one?
Marie Curie. That's not how you spell that, but I.
But it's fine. It's
all right, give me famous women.
What's the Ashley Johnson? Ashley Johnson from The Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
What was the other one?
She's
another iconic.
Anne Frank.
Anne Frank, sure.
Joan of Arc.
Oh yeah, Joan. You're right.
Mary, like Mary Christ. What was her actual name?
Mother Mary. Mother Mary, sure. Come on, bro. We got five left.
You lock in, bro. I've been putting in work.
It's hard because I'm typing. You know, I like. I've been giving you hints here. You know. I'm stuck on the Twilight girl. Why can't I think of her fucking name, bro? What about the girl from Padme?
Natalie Portman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Miranda Cosgrove?
Yes, Jenna sir. McCurdy?
Come on, give me a couple more.
Two more.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah, Demi. And they didn't have the yogurt that I wanted. Demi Lovato. Did we do Aguilera? We did.
Emily Osment. There you go. That's 100.
Okay, what's our time?
9 minutes, 33 seconds. That's
okay,
not bad.
Okay, dude. Okay.
That's not bad.
There we go.
Under 10 minutes?
Less than 10
minutes?
Under 10 minutes to fucking name 100 women?
I feel like that puts us in the ally category.
Yeah. Are we allies?
We are official women lovers.
We named 100 women in under 10 minutes. Is that good or no?
What is she saying?
She said sure. She said we're allies, yeah. What does Kylie think?
Allies?
Are we allies?
Are we allies or misogynists?
It was under 10 minutes.
Under 10 minutes, bro. Like, we killed that.
We're allies. Okay.
We're allies? Okay, no. What is, like, some of the average times you're seeing online?
Okay, so... I think out of like what you would consider like
I should have screen shared that. I don't know why I didn't.
You didn't screen share any of that?
No, but they heard us talking the whole time, so we're good.
Okay. You're a goober, bro.
So let me see some of my spellings here.
So the record I think is undeniably sub 7. I think it's sub 7.
Okay.
By Northern Lion.
Oh, so we're only 2 minutes from the record, bro?
No, that was two of us.
Yeah,
if this was just you by yourself, you probably would have folded, bro. Yeah. I carried.
Yeah, you know you did go in. I'm not gonna deny.
But I think Northern Lion took like 7 minutes. Most of like the top guys. Did Hassan do it?
I don't know.
Name 100 women, because I think I'm as much of an ally as Hassan is. Hassan has not done it.
Okay.
Let's. I can find you Ludwig.
Ludwig, okay. What was his?
Ludwig, name 100 women. Oh my god, this is a 1 hour stream I'm gonna have to parse through. Hold up. Ludwig did it in 17 and a half minutes. So,
okay.
I feel pretty good about that.
That's not bad.
Ooh, looking at his list, there's definitely some like bangers we missed.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, Zendaya, Beyonce.
We're dumb.
That's crazy, bro. Oprah. Yeah, bro.
We sent some obscure ones, though, you know?
He hit the Mia Malkova, and I didn't want to go down that route.
Oh, yeah. So. That's a good call. The Sasha Grays.
Kristen Stewart.
God damn it. Thank you.
It was on his list.
We're dumb as fuck, dude.
I can't believe we couldn't get Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, we're stupid as hell. All
right. Do you want to rank something, too, or you feel like that was enough guess?
It's your call, brother. It's your call.
I feel like we could save that for another day.
All right.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, now it's time for reader mail. You can get your questions right on the show. We're writing into synkedupod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord, just like Spencer did. He writes in and says, do you draw your eights with two circles or one line? Yeah, that's me. One line.
It's one line.
Yeah.
Let me draw two circles.
Go ahead.
That's criminal.
Yeah, that's fucking...
You're not allowed to do that in these streets.
That's psychopath
this
behavior.
This is yes? Yes. That's a no.
Yeah, fuck no.
Yeah, I wonder who does that. I
bet definitely. Spencer uses, bet Spencer does.
Spencer draws two circles for sure.
For sure he does. Psycho. Anyway.
I've been saying.
Fielding writes in, which 2D Pokemon games have your favorite graphics and vibes? I can't get past how good Gen 3 looks. So much nostalgia for me. That's a question for you, Mike.
You play these games.
Yeah, but not like you'd be doing it. You know, I'm not really a fan like that.
Honestly, vibes, I'm going to have to give it to Black and White. Okay. There's a lot going on. Good aesthetics. I like
great
it.
Game, too. Great games, too.
If I was to hop into one real quick, just like you're going to force me to play a game for an hour, one of those games, I think I'd pick Heart Gold Soul Silver, though.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with that one. I love that game.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Gen 3 for me.
Okay. All right.
I'm not the biggest Gen 3 guy.
Cool.
Cool.
There you have it. That's the pod.
I'm
we did
glad
it.
We could prove our... What's the opposite of misogyny?
Allies. We
there's got to be a word. Opposite of misogyny. I'm glad we could prove our misandry.
That's not...
The hatred of that, men. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's a weird word. That's a weird... Yeah, that's a different... The opposite of...
Bro, you know misogyny is real when you never heard of misandry because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. The hatred of men. That's funny. Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. Thank you for watching or listening. If you're on YouTube, jump over to podcast services if you just want to hear the audio version. You know what it do, baby. You know what it do. What's it doing? What it does. Mike's being a fucking goon right now on the video version. So if you're on the podcast version, jump on over to youtube.com/syncedup podcast and check out the video version.
You should do that.
Yeah, you should do that. Anyway, that's it for the pod. Thank you guys for watching or listening. Yeah, that's all. We'll see you guys next week. I don't know what we're going to rank. We'll do whatever fuck we want. We're allies.
We're going to rank.
We're allies, baby. We're going to rank women. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think we could get to 100 men faster? I don't think we could.
No, honestly, I bet the time is around the same. We should try that next week. Let's try that next week.
No, we love women more. Men would take 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably. So let's test it. We're going to test it next week.
True. It won't be Women's Month anymore.
Exactly. So we can test men. Let's go. Men. Let's go, men. Just kidding.
What's your favorite color marker to sniff?
Just kidding. What's up, brother? My favorite color marker to sniff?
Yeah.
Personally, not that's a marker crazy, sniffer Kylie. Like you, fucking loser. Huh?
Kylie said just straight up black Sharpie.
Black Sharpie sniffer from Kylie?
That's crazy. I was thinking like blue Expo marker.
Blue Expo marker's pretty good. Yellow highlighter? Not bad pick either.
I'm not a big highlighter guy.
Yeah, me neither.
Sniffing highlighters.
Anyway, that's it. We're ending the show. Thank you guys for watching or listening. We will catch you guys next week. Peace.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?